Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. One of the best ways to share the message of agriculture is better educating the next generation. One of the goals of the agriculture curriculum in the Governor's Scholars Program is to give students hands-on experience with agriculture and a chance to learn about it from those involved in it. Today we meet David Smith.
I'm also from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm going in my senior year at Louisville Male High School.
Smith says he took a chance to open his mind to the agriculture field of study this summer.
I've known about the Governor's Scholar Program for many years, just from different family friends being involved in the program. Like Carly said, I kind of went out on a limb with the agriculture. I kind of grew up, we had family farms, and I kind of grew up in the hunting and fishing and outdoors and just around farms in general, but I never really knew how much there was to it, and I really wanted to open my mind and broaden my horizons and just see what else is out there outside of just the city life that I've kind of grown up in.
He says his eyes were definitely opened.
There's so much more for you to learn about. Just open your eyes, broaden your horizon, and be willing just to learn new things and just meet as many new people and take away as many experiences as you can with everything in life.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Smith says he has a new message to share with his fellow students at Louisville Male High School.
I come from Louisville, so we don't really have a ton of farms right around us, but definitely if you get the chance, get out, meet someone who's actually involved in it, who's been in it their whole life, and just be open-minded, be willing to learn something new, because like coming here, especially with the GMOs and everything going on with that, with Monsanto's buyout and all that, you always hear the negatives of it, but coming here, you really hear all the positives of it, and it's really not as bad as people make it out to be. So just keep an open mind and be ready to learn something new every day.
He adds the Governor's Scholars Program will have an impact on his course of study in college.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely altered my career choice. Maybe not exactly my whole major or what I want to do, but it's definitely made me decide. I think I really want to bring some form of agriculture into it, whether it be a minor or another dual major. So I'm really looking forward just to something new.
Smith and his fellow students graduated Thursday, July 26th during a ceremony at Lovett Auditorium at Murray State University. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.